This is Dr. Robert Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L, M-D, dictating a part of a an independent psychiatric independent medical examination on patient Keith Langan. That's L-A-N as in Nancy, G-A-N as in Nancy. Review of records. I was provided with a total of 283 pages of medical records. Covering the period /30/2020 through 3/7/2024. These included records provided by Lauren Tita. That's L-A-U-R-E-N, first name. Last name is Tita. T is in Tango, I is in India. A T is in Tango, A is in Alpha. Nurse practitioner. Dated 1/6/22, 2/3/22, 3/7/22, 9/12/22, 4/14/22, 5/11/22, 10/10/22, 11/14/22, 12/13/22, 1/12/23, 2/13/23, 3/13/23, 5/5/23, 5/8/23, 6/12/23, 7/17/23, 8/21/23, 9/18/23, 10/16/23, 11/30/23, 4/10/23, 5/8/23, 6/12/23, 7/17/23, /23, 8/21, /23, 9/18/23, 10/16/23. /11/24, 2/7/24, 3/6/24. Rather, period. Ms. Tita diagnosed the patient with mild neurocognitive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and depressive disorder due to another medical condition. She evaluated his impairment as temporary 100% disability. As of the last visit of 3/6/24, she had prescribed Cymbalta 90 milligrams daily, Wellbutrin XL 300 milligrams daily, mirtazapine 7.5 milligrams HS daily for insomnia, and clonopin 0.5 milligrams to 1 milligram PRN for anxiety or insomnia, period. I also reviewed a preventive medicine evaluation by Sarah Mendelsohn, MD, MPH, performed on 4/28/22, period. I also reviewed progress reports by Jeffrey Rubin, PhD, a clinical psychologist. These were dated 10/20/22, 1/23/23, 5/5/23, 8/15/23. He had started treatment with Dr. Rubin on 3/11/2020, period. At the last report on 11/24/2023, Dr. Rubin noted decreases in depression, anxiety, and anger. Period. This has been Dr. Robert Castrol, MD, dictating a review of records on patient Keith Langan. Thank you.